Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long-filler, hand made Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars, the finest made, along with accessories including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us, we support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit WarfighterTobacco.com, grab a few cigars and accessories, enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off, and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside these Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I am, of course, Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every day of the week, actually. Here we are on the week's monster broadcast. This isn't the end of your week. No, no, this is the beginning of your week. Hold on a second. There's a sign on the door that says no food or drink. Hold on one second. That's a sugar-free 8.4-ounce Red Bull. Not that I needed to get jacked up today. The content and the topic select, my head is spinning. I don't even know where to go with you. I've got a whole bunch of notes here. I've got some things written out that I want to talk about. But I have this sneaky suspicion that what I'm going to wind up doing is just throwing it out and just running wild with you today. Because there is so much going on. Here's what I promise you. You're not going to hear a whole lot about that insufferable militant David Hogg. His 15 minutes of fame is finally beginning to wind down. Now that the march is over, we've seen militancy and the left doing what they do. We're going to talk about that for a little bit, but we won't get specific with any one individual. Of course, the March for Our Lives is a huge topic. We're going to go there from a number of different angles. And I want to give you some perspective on it based on a couple columns that I wrote last week. Being right is tough sometimes. You know, because I was right in both of my pieces. It wasn't hard to be right. I'm not patting myself on the back. This one was really easy to pick up. If you're in the mix at all, if you're paying attention to any of this, this was easily predictable. So a whole bunch of different topics to go over with you today. The guest lineup is huge. Alan Gottlieb will be here in just a few moments from the Second Amendment Foundation. He's tuned in right now. AWR Hawkins will be here in hour two. We've got so much to talk about with AWR. We missed him last week, and his pen and his computer were just going absolutely ape satellite radio moment word crazy over the last 2 weeks. So just a ton of stuff to cover with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. And, of course, in hour three, if you guys get the third hour, most of you do, KVOI, my great affiliate out in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, Charles Heller, Liberty Watch radio host and Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, will be here. What's happening in Arizona right now, I want to mention to you, because it is yet again another tactic that the left is employing. Now, before I get started, a few months back, I told you that I would update you on my family situation, my personal situation here at AAR Ranch, the response to what I told you about my wife and what we were going through here at the ranch with her breast cancer diagnosis. I want to keep this in play because I hope you guys are paying attention to this. Is beginning to come to a head on Wednesday this week. My wife will be having surgery, and of course we'll have a few weeks of follow-up to that, and there will be, of course, some recuperation. But all things are looking good. The responses that I got from you were huge. I couldn't keep track of them all, And it's been a whirlwind. We've had a lot going on at the house. And I just went over at AAR Ranch, and I want to let you know that my wife's goal is to get back to each and every one of you who sent in a prayer and well wishes. Believe me, it was really something. And the reason I tell you that tonight is because I wanted to get with you on this over the last few weeks. Now we know what's happening. Dates and times are set. And I will be out of the seat on the daytime show Wednesday and Thursday, of course, but we'll be back in the chair on Friday. So if you want to jump in and you want to keep those prayers coming, believe me, we can use them. mark@armedamericanradio.org. But everything is looking great. Prognosis is huge. And thank you so much for the incredible outpouring of support. And the takeaway from that whole message, the reason that I decided and my wife and I decided to go public with that was because of some of what I talk about with you on a regular basis, day in and day out for nearly a decade. And that is that bad things can happen to anybody, any place, any time. And if you don't think that's the case, you have a much, much stronger likelihood of evil visiting you. You're living in denial. Understand that. And if something bad does happen to you, train for it. Prepare for it. Be aware that it can happen to you and know that you can respond. You will default to your level of training. So if you take nothing away from this show ever, take that away, please. So thank you again to each and every one of you. Let me start with this. I'm going to go to my Breitbart News piece. It was titled "The Irony of It All." I did a guest column over there on March 14th. And I reminded you of what was getting ready to happen, of what we were going to see as this leftist orgy. And that's what it was, just this gigantic love fest came together in Washington, D.C. Now, I understand today, according to some official numbers, the Park Service doesn't put out official numbers, but I guess it's was about 300,000 smaller than what they had put out or what a number of news outlets had mentioned. But nonetheless, the left, you got to give them credit, you got to give them some props. Okay, the left is very good at organizing this type of march. Why? Because that's all they do. They just organize marches. They feel and they march. That's what they do. They've been doing it for decades. So this was no shock. Now, make no mistake, a handful of 16-year-old kids did not put this march together. Didn't happen. Not to be believed. Trust me when I tell you that. Go back and listen to my interview with Skip Coriel this past week, who was the individual responsible for putting on the Second Amendment march in Washington, D.C. in April of 2010, of which I was a speaker at that march. It took him a year and a half to get the permits to find out what to do and everything involved. No, what happened here was Planned Parenthood, MoveOn.org, the Women's March, and others joined forces instantly to put this thing together and then just shut up themselves and allowed the quote-unquote Parkland survivors to have the stage. And you got to hand it to them. They're good at doing that stuff because these are professionals. They know what they're doing. But you don't assemble tons and tons and tons of celebrities and ask them to show up and get them to blow off all their schedules and do it in 3 short weeks. Doesn't happen that way. This was well planned. All you had to do was look at some of the signs. Some of the signs, by the way, were incredible. Now, I told you this was going to happen in that piece on the 14th. And I told you about the media fest that was going to occur, just this gigantic love machine. And I reminded you that while it was all going on, because the piece was titled "The Irony of It All," that while a couple hundred thousand, I guess it turns out to be, marched peacefully in Washington, they did it peacefully because it took place, every bit of it, under the watchful eye of thousands of heavily armed men and women protecting gun controllers with, you guessed it, guns. And all of the celebrities that showed up had their private security details, and they got in their private limousines, and they had armed security details protecting them in their armored cars as they drove away. And everyone was protected. And every celebrity that walked through and anywhere around had their own armed security as they screamed for your guns. Now, did you watch any of it? Because I asked you to watch some of it in my subsequent column in Ammo Land. I wanted you to watch this stuff. It's the art of war. It's Sun Tzu. It's the general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle, or at least has the advantage in every battle he's ever going to fight. the left did for you what I told you they were going to do years ago, eventually come out of the closet. And that's what this was. This was their coming out day. As they stood there, hundreds of thousands, screaming for banning and confiscating your guns. They're out. Piers Morgan is tweeting today. It's quite fascinating, some of what he has up. He says, U.S. media finally stirring, referencing guns. These students will change history. I replied that it isn't the job of the U.S. media to stir anything. It's their obligation to objectively cover the quote-unquote news. But Pierce himself knows all too well how those days are over, because there is no such thing as objectivity. Why? Because the media love fest on the kids was incredible. So what happens now? Now, we're going to talk about this throughout the program. You're going to get perspective from Alan Gottlieb, what it means going forward. We'll get some predictions. We'll hear from A.W.R. Hawkins. We'll hear from Charles Heller. But where do we go from here? What happens next? 15 minutes is down, huh? That's my prediction. The media will move on to other things. Right at this very moment, 60 Minutes, the leftist CBS program is trying to bring trouble. They just won't stop. Now they've got a porn star up on 60 Minutes. They will do everything they can. I guess they can't find any other quote-unquote news to talk about. North Korea, China, tariffs, the economy, etc. Nope. It's all about porn stars and your guns. Good Lord. When we come back, we'll talk with Alan Gottlieb. Remember, no food or drink in studio. Oh, here's the question of the day for you. Did anybody see a sign blaming the actual killer in Washington, or was it just blaming you? Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Your front door, your car, your gun. Safety is a habit. Gun safety and responsible storage are no different, and the best way to help prevent accidents, misuse, and theft. Cable locks help keep firearms secured. Learn how to get a free firearm safety kit. Visit ProjectChildSafe.org. If you have a firearm, own it, respect it, and secure it. Brought to you by the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Inside these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, welcome back to the program. Going to be a huge one today. Lots of fun conversation from a perspective you certainly didn't get from the mainstream, lamestream, legacy media over the last few days. One of the stories up on ABC News is March for Our Lives will start a revolution, Parkland School shooting survivor says. Now, I'm going to pick that word survivor apart, but I'll do it later in the program with AWR Hawkins. There's quite a bit to talk about there. But before I do that, let's go to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you, Mark.
Alan, did the kids start a revolution?
Well, Mark, in a way, I'm going to say yes. And I think we shouldn't underestimate this by any stretch of the imagination. Everything you said in your opening is totally true. But there's another side to this whole coin that we better look at the reality of the situation right now. And that is that polling data is showing that even before the march happened, that by better than a 2-to-1 margin, Americans are now favoring gun control over gun rights. That's the worst numbers that we've seen, and we are in a battle for our lives right now. If it weren't for the fact that the Republicans control the White House and the Congress, we may have no guns left at all. Let's be honest about this. And the midterm elections coming up right now, the polling data isn't looking very good for our candidates, not necessarily on the gun issue, but on a combination of issues. And if Trump is out of the White House in 2020, you know, in a very few short years, lots of things could be sliding against us that cannot be fixed or replaced ever. So I'm not taking this lightly. I'm taking it extremely seriously. And my guess is that when you take a look at the amount of media coverage that this event got and the, you know, free dollars of advertising, not to mention the millions of dollars pumped in by, you know, very rich, wealthy celebrities, Oprah Winfrey, et cetera, setting up, you know, a foundation for these kids to continue their you know, so-called movement, which is just parroting, of course, what we all know that the anti-gun groups have been saying for like a long time, I mean, a little bit more out of the closet now, as you mentioned in your monologue. But the bottom line here is that, you know, could we turn out 300,000 people in the nation's capital? I don't think so. Are people too busy at gun shows and at gun ranges and having fun with their guns and not looking at the reality that they may not be able to do that in a few years from now? I think we need to take this extremely seriously. And if we don't, we're not going to have our rights. You can kiss your guns goodbye. This is the biggest threat we've ever had because it's coming on top of the fact that, you know, you've got for the first time in history over the last few years, an extremely organized anti-gun, you know, gun confiscation movement in this country, funded by billions of dollars. We're being outspent, out-organized, out-messaged, and we have to do something very, very quickly or it's going to be too late. So it's up to us, you know. If we want to keep our gun rights, we have to do something. It's easy to sit here and watch what the other side's doing and poke fun a little bit of it when they go off the rails and, point out, you know, that this thing wasn't a spontaneous thing. It's been planned for like a long time. All that's really true. But does it matter if we lose?
You've just given me my entire program. Let's start with, this is why I tore up everything that I had, because I had an idea where you were going to go with this, and I'm glad we did that. Because, not to downplay anything, obviously, as I said in my opening statements, that this is what the left does, and they do it very, very well. I said, these people turned out, even if they turned out 300,000 people lower than what their estimates were, they still turned out damn near 250,000 people.
Well, also, Mark, remember the fact this also took place in multiple cities across not just our country,
right.
But the globe, worldwide, organized all across the place. That took lots of organizational skills, lots of money, lots of airlines, you know, Southwest Airlines, Delta Airlines donated, you know, seats so these kids could fly there. Hilton Hotels donated free hotel rooms. This is on top of, let me go a little further, you know, supermarkets taking gun magazines off the newsstands. You know, sporting goods stores stopping to sell firearms. You know, people, if they are still selling firearms, raising the age, you know, to 21, even though it isn't the law. The demonization that's going on and the ostracization of anybody who does anything with guns whatsoever at all is hitting the levels that I've never seen in all the 40 years I've been defending gun rights. And that's why we need to really take this seriously.
What happens next, Alan? In the 40 years, let's go back to that 40 years. This is the worst. I haven't been doing it 40 years. I've been doing it the last near 20. But this is the worst I've ever seen it, and this is the worst media coverage I've ever seen it. And it is, as you know, Alan, I'm no big fan of the mainstream media, but as we discussed both on air and privately, it is perception that becomes reality.
Exactly.
And that's what's swaying poll data, right?
Correct. Let me add to that, Tony, you talk about media. Let's look at social media and new media. You know, where YouTube's taking gun videos off, you know, off even training videos for safety, you know, off the internet. You're looking at Facebook, which has been doing all kinds of things to suppress Google search data for Facebook, covering, you know, anything to do with firearms and gun rights groups, traffic going way down. You know, when you add all that together, the war that we're in right now is a war like we've never seen before. And I don't think we were exactly prepared for all this to happen quite like it's all come together. And so it's time for us all to sit down, regroup, come up with some better messaging, and get out there and fight twice as hard.
All right, let's get down into the weeds with some very difficult questions. When we talk about, I have enough time here to start. Yeah, I've got just enough to go here. Because this, Alan, in order to do this, in order to have this conversation, we have to get downright honest. And I mean downright honest. We've got to look at ourselves and wonder why and how. Are we responsible in part for being here?
If we are, it's a very small amount, in all honesty. You know, what's come together here is, you know, the Bloombergs of the world and, the Bill Gateses and all the billionaires with all the money pouring into this, you know, creating and buying. You know, we called it AstroTurf a few years ago. It's no longer AstroTurf. They have bodies because they bought and paid for all the organizing. You know, they've outspent us, you know, 20-30 to 1. The bottom line here is it's all come together here. And, of course, with the sympathetic media, it's always been on their side to begin with, but now has to smell blood, ours. And they're going for our gun rights like they've never gone before. This is really, you know, we're locked in a battle now. The culture war. It's gotten so bad when it comes to the legitimate ownership of firearms versus those people that, you know, demonize guns. It's gotten so bad now that we're at the point, you know, well, let me give a good example. Mr. Hogg, young Mr. Hogg, it's okay for him to go on rampages with all kinds of four-letter words. If anybody did that a few years ago, they'd be laughed off the stage. But media doesn't care about it. It's perfectly fine. The other side now can do things they can never do before. They think things that aren't tolerated, you know, in civil society. They can go do anything they want to do and get away with it, but we can't. The playing field here is far from being fair or accurate. You know, we complain about it. We talk about the media being, you know, totally biased. All true. But we have to figure out how to overcome this and overcome it fast.
All right. When we come back from this break, something I want to point out, I'll go here right now. You mentioned the video. You mentioned David Hogg. He had a vile video out that ran about 2 minutes and 37 seconds where he called every law-abiding American a blanking, blank, 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 blanking, blank, blank, murderer. I mean, he went off the rails. And that video could very well, would normally have been his undoing. YouTube took it down within minutes. They claimed it was because it was bullying other people like us, we know better. When we come back, we'll go there because that's just what Alan was talking about. Are you paying attention here? Back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
It is the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true because the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners, that's you, $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. That's right. 10 of you will take home $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world, and it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. Right now, it's that simple. You can enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those 10 winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your 10 chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. I want to see you put your name on the winners list with that $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. Armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
I'll tell you more about joining the Second Amendment Foundation in just a moment. Let's knock a little bit of business out of the way here first. The Armed and Responsible page is still showing the Kimber giveaway. I told you on Friday's daytime show that it ended. Here's what I want you to do. We've got a new promotion coming out tomorrow on armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to go check it out. I'll leave it at that. But suffice to say, it's a big one, and it's a good one, and I voiced it for you, okay? And it is dynamite, and it talks a lot about school shootings and everything else. So really informative stuff at armedandresponsible.com. Everything there is free. Just go check it out, armedandresponsible.com. The MyPillow promotion with the AAR code is phenomenal. You guys are killing it. We've got one of the high, but this is honest to goodness truth from the MyPillow folks. We are just absolutely killing it. Our percentages using the promo code at AAR are double some other radio programs, some big radio programs too. And, you know, I have a theory as to why. Because when you use that promo code AAR, you're helping us. You're helping us get this message out that you're hearing Alan Gottlieb talk about that is so vital and so important, and you're helping us get it to a bigger audience. Las Vegas, Nevada, welcome to the show, for example. New York City, up on the island, welcome to the program. And other news stations that are Klamath Falls, Oregon, welcome to the show. That's how we do it. And when we have partners like MyPillow that help us do that, we support them. So you get a great product, you support the program, and you help us get this word out. You're hearing us talk about the mainstream media and what they're doing to us. Believe me, they're not our friends. I gave you that tweet from Piers Morgan. Finally, the U.S. media stirring on guns. The U.S. media is not supposed to stir on anything. But that's long ago dead. That's why it's so important. So use that promo code. Help us out. We continue to grow. We're on over 250 radio stations now. You want to consider simulcasts on there, it's beyond that. And we continue to explode, and we will do so with your help. Promo code AAR, MyPillow.com. And guess what? You get a great night's sleep and some really good products out of it. Same thing with WarfighterTobacco.com. Use the same promo code AAR. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the program. The what would have been the undoing of the kid from Florida with the utterly foul mouth slandering of millions and millions of Americans in just in a vile way on a video. Drudge linked it. It went up. I was able to grab it. I got it up on Twitter. I got it up on Facebook. And, you know, several hundred thousand people see it. And, of course, millions saw it. YouTube took it down almost instantly. I don't think it stayed up on my accounts more than 2 minutes before it was removed by YouTube. And they claimed because the video was bullying me as a gun owner. You know, when we all know what you just said, they're taking down videos of lawful firearms training videos of people who, quite frankly, there are some people who make a living with those videos on YouTube, and they're being taken down. This is a war on our guns. They didn't take it down for that. They took it down because they didn't want him to look bad. Now, it may be a combination of both, but that's exactly where I'm going to go because I see what else they're doing. Alan, how do we go forward in this type of environment?
Well, it's really tough, and I think we need to can't fight this battle the same way we've been fighting in the past. And you know, not that we're going to change our positions, not that we're going to change, you know, what we need to do per se, but how we respond to it. You know, I was taking a look at some of the news shots as an example, and there's all these nice, good-looking young kids demonstrating on one hand with, you know, neat slogans on their signs, and on the other hand, they're showing, you know, some, you know, gun owners, you know, counter-protesting, and, you know, here's our old white bald guys, you know, carrying AR-15s out in the street. It's the image just isn't going to help us with the general public whatsoever. What I'm working on right now, and I don't want to tip it all per se, but I'm working on a bunch of with some people working on questions that need to be answered to solve some of the problems that we're facing, both in the new media, you know, from the YouTubes of the world, from the Facebooks of the world, you know, all the way on down to everything else, and working on a series of questions that we need to come up with new answers for. And we're going to, send the Second Amendment Foundation, they're going to take that and send it out to 300 or 400 gun activists for their input and comments, what they think, I'm going to take this from the grassroots on up, what they think we need to do to respond to this, you know, on a solid, quick basis. And then we're going to work that out so that coming up, at least, you know, we'll have a good game plan and be able to unveil it publicly for the gun rights movement at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, which is going to be in Chicago this year in September. But we're starting now real quickly to look at all the areas of vulnerability and messaging and how to get our word out, because right now a lot of our word is not reaching anybody. And so we're trying to look for the future on how to fight this battle before it's too late.
All right, let's go there for just a second. It's not reaching as many people. The National Rifle Association, I don't have numbers, but I know their membership is increasing. You've got a press release out that you've seen a 1,200% increase in 18 to 20-year-olds because of the threat now of the lawful age to purchase a long gun now going from 18 to 21. And there are a lot of people out there who believe that kid from Florida is the poster child, as Barack Obama was, of increases to a lot of the pro-gun groups. Is there truth to that?
Oh, yeah, there is. But the problem is the other side's growing at a faster rate. You know, they had funding of, $500,000 donations from scores of fat cats. But then what that did was triggered because of the social media and use of the media for this event. Hundreds of thousands of new donors, the anti-gun people, brought in just in the last week. We're not growing it by that kind of stretch of bounds, by any stretch of the imagination. My concern is that politicians take a look at administrations like this. They take a look at bodies turning out, activism. They're looking at the polling data. And my guess is right now where we had some what's helped us hold the line in sort of state legislatures and many times in Congress have been, a small percentage of Democrats or elected officials that will come over with the Republicans and vote our way to make sure that we win. Right now, it's going to be next to impossible to find any Democratic politician who's going to stick his neck out to support gun rights. Then you're looking at a significant number of Republicans who are scared to death on re-election as well, and they're sitting there trying to play moderate and compromise away the rights when the other side isn't looking for compromise. They're looking to take quick and grab what they can today and take the rest tomorrow. So, there's a whole lot of real politics going on here as well that comes down to what the other side is pouring into this. You know, the amount of money, Mark, being spent on the other side, the amount of free publicity given the other side, is something that really has an impact, and that's why you've seen what's happened in public opinion, and that has an impact over time. But before it hits the critical stage, we need to pull it back and move it needles more in our direction, and we need to do it pretty quickly.
All right, moving it back in our direction very quickly. I want to remind gun owners that the facts are on your side, and I want you to know this: that you come from a position, gun owner. The Constitution states very clearly that you have a right to keep and bear arms. We're holding the high ground, okay? The other side is charging up that hill. We have the Constitution on our side, and I want you to remember that. Alan, we've been here before with gigantic liberal marches, the women, the Million Mom March, the rest of this stuff. We've seen all this stuff before. Is something here different? Because polling number is going to change after all the kids go home, after all the testosterone lowers.
Mark,
are we going to see anything different?
It's different. We are in the battle for our lives for gun rights. I've been in this battle for decades, and I've not seen it like this. You know, years ago, polling data was shipped against us for a while, but the other side wasn't organized. They didn't have as many groups out there raising funds for this and doing what they're doing institutionally. They have more boots on the ground, paid staff, than the whole gun rights movement does by 3 or 4 to 1 right now. We didn't have that in the past. You know, they're so much better funded than we are. We didn't have that in the past. We need to make this happen on our side, and people have to wake up, and not just wake up a few at a time. If you want your gun rights in the next decade, for the next generation,
you better believe it.
Start doing something now. It's easy to say this is going to go away.
Alan, let me stop you there because we've got to take a break. When we come back, I want you to finish that. I hope you're paying attention. Back with Alan Gottlieb right after this. It is the end of the line. I've been talking about this for weeks now, but this is your absolute last chance to make your dreams come true, because the USCCA is giving 10 of my lucky listeners, that's you, $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. That's right, 10 of you will take home $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world, and it's completely free. But your chances to win end this Friday. There will be no guns next week. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. Right now, it's that simple. You can end
enter in seconds, and it's 100% free. But you're almost out of time before the USCCA draws those 10 winners. So get your name on the winners list right now. Just head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. Don't miss this. Don't miss this, please. Go to armedandresponsible.com and lock in your 10 chances right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. I want to see you put your name on the winners list with that $1,500 to buy one of the finest handguns in the world. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you carry concealed, how do you carry your backup magazine? On your belt? Loose in your pocket? Not at all? Snag Mag is the solution. It's the original concealed pocket magazine holster that looks like you're carrying a pocket knife. Concealed in plain sight and designed for a fast reload, you can be confident your backup ammo is exactly where you need it when you need it. Find your holster today at snagmag.com. That's snagmag.com, because there's no such thing as extra ammo.
Since 1969, Galco Gun Leather's entire product line has been made right here in the USA and remains a superior choice for all your concealed carry needs. Galco set the bar for custom quality leather holsters, and that same standard carries over to a line of best-in-class Kydex holsters. Galco is proud to sponsor this year's USCCA Expo. Visit Galco at the Expo for 20% off or use discount code US2018 at galcogunleather.com during the Expo.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Think it's okay because Trump's in office now? Is that what you're thinking? Oh, it's okay. Trump's in office. I'm going to take you back nearly a decade to a conversation. I won't play the conversation now, but I'll remind you of that I had with Ted Nugent on this program when he talked about apathy and complacency putting gun grabbers in charge at that time. And he was absolutely correct. And we've talked about it on this program for years. So I hope you're paying very, very careful attention. I'm asking Alan these questions and getting the answers that you need to hear. And it might not be what you want to hear. It's not what I want to hear. But sometimes we have to face that truth. I'm looking at a poll right now from Fox, right now, today, on the website. Which is more important to protect? Citizens from guns, 53%. Right to own guns, 40%. Alan Gottlieb, the left is giddy right now. There's a tremendous amount of talk, as we've predicted for years, that they were going to come out in favor of confiscation. They would eventually begin saying that. They are now saying that. And there's also an awful lot of talk of repeal the Second Amendment.
I don't want to give people a false sense of security when I say we have a Second Amendment, but we do. Is there a movement to repeal it?
Well, I don't think they're going to come out, Mark, and say repeal the Second Amendment, because they probably lose on that one. But they're going to repeal it without saying repeal it. They're going to just going to pretend it doesn't exist, ignore it, and shred it. And that's been their game plan for a long time. It's just now they have a lot more money and a lot more activism and a lot more energy and a lot more momentum on their side and a lot more media pushing it, you know, on a more of a daily basis. And it's not going to go away.
All right. First, let me tell people, Alan, how to get to you at saf.org. And I'll tell you, because I believe this is going to come down to the courts. I want you to stop me if I'm wrong. I know you will. I believe the importance of Trump being in the White House right now and what were the movements that are being made at the federal bench. And again, probably one or two, at least one over the course of this term, one more Supreme Court seat. And the importance of that, if Trump were to lose in 20 or not run in 20 or just throw his hands up and say, I'm done with these attacks, and we had a Democrat-controlled House and Senate and White House, how important is the court structure right now today?
Well, obviously, it's extremely important, you know. But you also have judges look at public opinion as well. They don't want to make rulings that they're going to get ostracized for. And these days, the way anybody is demonized if they support gun rights, you know, it's an uncomfortable position for some of these judges that aren't necessarily, active gun owners out there using their guns every day. You know, they want to run and hide from it. And even if they don't rule against us, if they're running and hide from it, our cases don't always get heard, or they get delayed, and bad things happen. So all this public opinion and all this money being thrown at us is impacting the courts as well as the legislatures. And we have to realize that we are ruled by man necessarily, not ruled by law. And unfortunately, the Constitution is just a piece of paper. It's up to us to defend it and make sure that piece of paper is read, understood, and obeyed. Otherwise, it just gets ignored. So, yeah, the courts are really, really important. But we are in the battle of our lives. I'm not trying to scare your listeners or depress your listeners, but it's important for us to look at reality here. This what's being thrown at us is stuff that's never been thrown at us before in the volume we're getting, and we have to respond to it, because if we don't, you know, it's sort of like in politics. If a candidate gets attacked and doesn't respond to the attack, it becomes, you know, the fact of truth, so to speak, and he loses. We have to respond to this, and we have to respond better than we've ever done it before. That's my pledge to do it.
Absolutely. Now, SAF.org, let me get that out, because I started off that sentence, the beginning there, with I want to get the word out to SAF. SAF.org is where you can join us at Second Amendment Foundation. I am also a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and I can tell you it's made up of wonderful people at the top level who are 100% dedicated their entire lives. This is what we do. This is what they do every day for a living, is dedicating themselves to fighting this fight. So when you hear people like Alan talking about this and meaning this is a call to action. This is something that we've got to do to get together. Alan, SAF.org, folks, by the way, $150 for a membership. I'm going to ask you to go join that. It's not something we've got to do that. Alan, as we move forward through this, and we know they're throwing money at it, we're coming up in 2018. Let's get a little short-sighted here. The election's not that far away.
Oh no, they've already held some primaries in some states, so the election is getting closer every day, and we've got to be out there organizing, getting involved. Gun owners need to get engaged and involved with candidates in their area, and even as a candidate, I'm going to say something here, Mark. A lot of times, the guy isn't perfect. You know, he doesn't always vote our way. Well, if he's with you 80% of the time right now, that's what you need. And get out there and work 100% of the time, even if he's only an 80% supporter. Because if not, you're going to get a 0% supporter elected, and that's exactly where your gun rights are going to go sliding down the tubes.
All right, I want to make sure that listeners don't misinterpret what we're hearing from you right now. Are you saying we should accept, for example, he's 80%, maybe he's against bump stocks, and maybe he's against, 18 to 20, but he's for 18 to 21, maybe, okay? And that's the 20%. Are we supposed to accept that now?
Well, if he's running against somebody who's a zero, who's for every kind of gun control measure that's ever been dreamt up by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, the answer is hell yes.
Okay, so right now we take what we can get. What about compromise, Alan? Are we being forced into a position where we're going to have to compromise where we wouldn't have before? And I know that's a tough question because it's very broad brush, but are we going to have to start looking at that? What do you think? As a leader in the gun rights movement, what do you think?
No, I don't think we should be compromising per se. The other side's not compromising. What are they giving
us?
Of
course.
Yeah, I mean, if they're
glad that I heard
that. Here you could get national reciprocity in return for, you know, a bump stock ban. Yeah, I'll take that. I'll sit down and I'll sign on the dotted line. But they're not offering that. Let's be honest about it.
Now, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. I wanted to get that response from you. I wanted listeners to know that there's absolutely no compromise. What we've got to do is get our message out. And,
we also have to build our base. And we also have to have a message that appeals to the people in the middle. Because the people in the middle are going to determine if we get to own our guns or not.
How do we define middle today, Alan?
Let's say somebody who supports the Second Amendment, they think you should be able to have a gun, but they're just sick and tired of school shootings and mass shootings and crime on the streets, and you got to do something. And they don't really care what you do, just do something. I'll call that the people in the middle. And those are the people that we have to have a message to be able to get to keep on our side.
And those are the people
they fundamentally support the constitutional right, but they don't know how far that right should go.
Yeah, and that's the but in there that concerns me, and I can hear it right now in my listeners. I know you across the country. I know you very well, and I can hear that too. Because that middle voter or that one that you've just described, we've got to do something. I support the Second Amendment, but that's that individual that's going to say, well, I'm okay with compromising away the Second Amendment rights of adults 18 to 21, or I'm okay in getting rid of that accessory that wouldn't do anything to stop that shooting. This is a fight, ladies and gentlemen, and there are no easy answers right now. SAF.org. Alan's been fighting it. He is a preeminent leader in the fight for your rights. And this is a culture war unlike anything you've ever seen. Alan Gottlieb, thank you for being here. Thank you for giving us the tough information we needed to hear as gun owners across the country. And I appreciate everything you do every single day. Okay, Alan, thank you very much. Looking forward to having you back on in the very, very near future. We're getting ready to take a break now and come back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, who has been absolutely neck deep in this stuff for the last couple of weeks. Can't wait to get him on until we meet with AWR Hawkins right here in these Crossbreed Holster studios. Remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club and never give up the right to do it. Back right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.